Vaidakkan Babaji is an immortal Mahavata, meaning a great divine being who can manifest a human form at will. He is believed to be the same mysterious Mahavata who is described in Paramahansa Yogananda's fascinating book, Autobiography of a Yogi. Babaji had most recently appeared to the public in 1970 and remained in his physical form for 14 years until 1984. Ms. Marge DeVivo is one of Babaji's trusted disciples from the United States. In 1982, while Ms. DeVivo and her partner were studying with Babaji in India at his ashram in Hyderabad, they received instructions from Babaji to change their farm at home in Nebraska, USA, into an ashram. Over many years, Ms. DeVivo faithfully carried out Babaji's instructions to establish the ashram. Then, in 1998, to her amazement, she started to receive emails that said they were coming from Babaji.
I started getting emails that said they were from Babaji. And I had to go through a whole big process with that, because how could Babaji write an email? He had left the body in 1984. I got these emails that said, now it's time for people to focus on the teachings more than the body. Because everybody had wanted to be with his body. But he said, the only reason I ever took the body was in order to have people focus on the teachings. And instead, they all just wanted to stay there with me instead of go out and do their work. And of course, I'm going, okay, where are you? Can you call me on the phone? Can you do this? Can you do that? And he'd always write back, Pinda Kacha Sabda Sacha. And that means body is perishable, the teachings are eternal.
As Ms. DeVivo felt a familiar deep wisdom from the emails, she became convinced that they were really sent by Babaji.
Every message I got from him by email was written in the shortest amount of words and the most concentrated energy that could ever be imagined. And then he told me that the ashram project had become too complicated and that things were going to become very difficult, because he said the way the world is now is there's the great revolution is happening. He called it the Mahakranti. And it's very important to remain in truth, simplicity, and love during these times. To be an independent thinker was like the most important thing you could do. Be as sustainable as you can. And his favorite line of mine is, walk on the higher path and follow no one. You know, because you're following your own heart. And if once you're purified enough to follow your own heart, everything goes just fine.
One day, Ms. DeVivo learned that a radio station was able to conduct an interview with Babaji. The transcript of the interview made available on the internet sounded to her very much like the emails from Babaji. When she asked the radio station how they got the interview, she received the following reply.
Dear Ms. DeVivo, the Babaji interview took place at least 3 or more years ago. At that time, some of the programs were transcribed. Anyway, we were at a health expo, and this middle-aged man approached us and said that he was a channel for Babaji and that he would have Babaji come forth if we would put a link to the Babaji website. We don't know who this person is and never saw him again. We couldn't find any Babaji.net website, but some months ago, someone said that this site did exist, so, true to our word, we put up the link. The tape has been taped over, but I remember someone mentioning that the man had a deep voice and the voice that he channeled was high-pitched and shy-sounding. Hope this helps. Pathways Radio.
Very much surprised by the radio interview, Ms. DeVivo wrote Babaji an email. Babaji, this sure sounds like you. What is the deal? ONS, or Om Namah Shivaya. Love, Marge. Her beloved teacher replied, Blessings, it does sound like me, Babaji. Later, when others doubted whether it was really Babaji in the interview, Babaji emailed Ms. DeVivo as follows. Blessings. I was in that body. I knew the name of my website years before you decided upon the name, understand? I speak to many hearts in many ways. You will learn of this. Many will say this and many will say that about Babaji. How can they know anything about no body? How can they know anything about no thing? If the mind tries to put Babaji in one place, in one body, in one culture, in one time, in one form, how can that mind understand how to use the teachings for spiritual growth? Shall we live in the dead past, or shall we move forward through the eternal now? Babaji. The following is the beginning of the 2000 interview with Babaji conducted by Pathway Radio. Dr. Bob said, Welcome to the program. We are waiting for Babaji to appear. This master has been seen in different times and places and in different bodies since recorded time. He was last found in a cave in the Himalayan mountains in an 18-year-old body. He shared his teachings, guidance, and message until 1984, when he left that body. Babaji replied, Hello, Bob. Om Namah Shivaya. Dr. Bob asked, Is that you, Babaji? Babaji replied, Yes. I have come forth to give a message about the great changes and how to live in the higher path and come through these changes by living in truth, simplicity, and love, and by serving others and connecting to God. Babaji went on to caution about large changes facing the world, including challenges caused by humankind's destruction of the environment and injustices and wars with one another. Babaji then outlined his teachings of a higher path that would help counter the coming negative consequences of humans' actions.
What he was saying is it's time to be extremely simple, make sure everything's in alignment with your purpose, and just live in truth, simplicity, love, service to humanity, and repeat the name of God at all times. And he gave us the name Om Namah Shivaya, but he said all names of God are totally acceptable because as you repeat the name of God, you're in alignment with divine.
According to Babaji, karma yoga, or service to humanity, is the foremost means to purify one's heart and to attain liberation. Babaji also stressed the basic precepts of a saintly life. He said, one should follow a vegetarian diet, take no intoxicants. When Ms. DeVivo started to receive emails from Babaji and shared them with others, many people wished to write to him and ask for his advice.
And of course, there's people who think I'm making this up, so I would just say, okay, if you ever sat down and talked with me, you'd know that I can't make up answers like that. It's just not in me. I don't have that kind of consciousness. And even if somebody's sitting and making up these answers somewhere, they're so right on, and they're so poignant, and a lot of people would write, well, I didn't even ask him this part, but he answered that part.
Ms. DeVivo, who diligently passed others' emails to and from Babaji, is now working to publish the correspondences in a book to benefit even more people.
He said he had entered a very frail body that would not last very long, but it would last long enough to complete this mission of establishing the global community through the website and get people communicating with each other about the teachings and supporting each other.
To many people, it remains an incredible mystery. How is it possible for Babaji to enter a new physical body at will after leaving his old one? Many Indians saw him as an avatar of Shiva, one of the three aspects of God in the Hindu cosmology. Meanwhile, Mr. Leonard Orr, a foremost disciple who was instrumental in introducing many Western seekers to Babaji, said, "I have lots of friends all over the planet who Babaji appears to on a daily basis. He's more often than not appeared to me as homeless people on the street or little old ladies on bicycles." When Babaji creates a body, Mr. Orr explained, he is descending into physical existence, and when immortal yogis evolve into godlike beings, then they are ascending. So there is a big difference between a manifestation of Babaji himself and a human being. During an international gathering in 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed further understanding about Babaji's truly exalted status as the Divine Mahavata.
A master of high degree, like Babaji, for example, who is willing to remain in the lower realm of astral domain to assist other masters in salvation work, is a great being. Even though he's in the astral plane, but he's a great being. He's from fifth level, super fifth, the highest fifth level. A great being who forsake the indescribable bliss of the fifth plane, praise and admire by all who knows this great sacrifice. I also praise him. He can be in the physical and astral realm at will, depends on what need to be accomplished at that moment. Yeah. If you have read the autobiography of Yogananda, you would think he's a physical being. But he resides in the astral. He still can manifest into the physical body for a while, yeah? Just to do something in the physical realm. Hence, the people who met him at that time think that he's a long-lived master.
Babaji, a being so full of love, wisdom, and compassion for humankind. Though called the immortal saint, in truth, he is even greater. As Haidakand Babaji once said, "In the past, people had difficulty being humane. It is to bring the message of humanity that I have taken on a body." We conclude today's program with the final words that Babaji shared in the 2000 radio interview, a timely prophecy for the planet.
You are noticing the changes in climate, more extreme conditions in temperature, larger, more powerful storms, more occurrences of volcanic and earthquake activity, and more extremes in the economies. You notice a change in the perception of time. Everything appears to be speeding up. After the Great Revolution, this world will enter a golden age. The environment will be in balance, and mankind will have changed its ways by living on the higher path. There will be tremendous technology. It will take you to the stars in this galaxy and beyond to other galaxies. You will become a great race creating life throughout the universe, and you will meet up with the sentient beings from other dimensions of space-time.
Babaji then concluded with his loving reminder to humankind.
You are the eyes and ears of the universe. You are the observers of creation and its myriad things. And eventually, this leads you back to your real self, the Creator. Remember, by just calling my name, I will hear you. If you are open, I will guide you. Repeat my mantra. Live in truth, simplicity, and love. And remember, your purpose in this body, on this world, is to serve.
We are grateful to you, Ms. Marge DeVivo, for sharing the priceless memories and thoughts of Sri Babaji. Wishing you all the best as you continue your entrusted mission in bringing forth the sacred teachings for the world. Blessed viewers, thank you for your presence today. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for our noble lineage, right after noteworthy news. May we all remember God with love every moment of our lives. To find out more about Babaji and his message, please visit www.babaji.net, www.babaji.net. www.babajispeaks.com and www.vishwagifts.com.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.